Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What is happening? Is everything okay, everyone?
Just clearing my throat.
Oh, I'm good. It all out. Get it out.
Hey, what's going on with you?
I got a new backdrop.
You redid the whole room again?
No, it's just like a thing. It's
crafty.
Okay. See? Let me show you behind me. Would you like a look behind the curtain? Oh, shoot. I can't do
John
it.
John is not happy about
John's
that.
John's not psyched about it, but...
Why are you doing it then?
Because I really wanted to have like a cool backdrop like everybody else has.
Brand. I don't have a cool backdrop. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you
don't.
I meant
That's
everybody but
custom
you, Vin.
Custom art right there.
Well, wait a minute. And Nicole just has the radio station, so the only one with the cool background is Bryn.
Yeah.
Well, at least
she spent time on that.
Yeah, dude, I had a day yesterday. I figured it all out. Bryn was consulting with me. We were on Zoom for like 3 hours yesterday.
Yeah, John I know. Goes, I got some of your notes.
Well, I wanted you John to jump on with
I would have, but I was in the middle of doing something for sales that was a demand.
Listen, I don't want to rub it in, but that took me 3 minutes right after the show.
Yeah, I blew it. Trust me. Yeah. Trust me when I tell you.
It was nice.
Well, did you do it on your skateboard? Was it awesome?
No, because it was 100 degrees. Mm-hmm. First of all, here's the thing. So yesterday I had this whole story goes back to a giant boulder that hit the van's windshield and shattered the thing. And then the crack, it was so shattered that the crack immediately spread across the whole windshield.
Spidered out. Yeah.
Right. We couldn't get to it right away because we've had quite a few
hiccups.
Events take place over the last month. But we had an appointment for yesterday. I told the missus I'll take it over the hill. I've got a couple other appointments I can schedule for that time frame. Yeah. And then the sales thing jumped into the picture. And so I'm scrambling yesterday to get the things I wanted to do for the sales thing and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We finish our show. I'm running up. I jump through the shower. I'm running out of the shower now, nude with a towel, trying to get myself together.
Slow down. Tell me more. Uh-huh. Let's take this one step at a time.
I'm toweling
off.
Right
after the show, you're like, ooh, I feel so sticky. I got to get in the shower.
I don't know about the sticky part, but I wanted to get clean.
So now you're naked.
I am naked.
And we're soaping up, right?
I'm back. I'm still in the shower now.
Yeah, dude, why are you rushing through this?
It's the best story ever. Anything hot about it. But anyway.
It's all about perspective, Vin.
Yes, I'm using, I'm soaped up. I wash my face. I'm fully lathered. Down there as well, yes.
Sure. Do you stand with your legs apart and reach down through the front, just like, kind of like a dog paddling at your area?
I clean every single part of me. Every mm-hmm. single. Oh, there's not anything that goes unsoaped.
Get it up in there and soap it up.
Wait.
What was that?
In my ears?
Yes.
Yeah, I clean my ears with soap, yes. Mm-hmm. Right. And my belly button as well, yes.
Good. You got to clean that.
Hot in here.
And so I rinse off, and now I'm toweling as I walk through the upstairs area of my house.
So you're just nude,
I'm just nude,
dangling,
toweling.
And you're toweling and walking.
Oh, and the missus comes running up,
Oh, God. Oh, did Jesus. Did, well, I mean, not to Jesus. Sorry.
How did Jesus get involved in there?
Oh, well, I was going to say damn, and then I said Jesus. It turned into the Jesus, and I didn't mean to. Okay, go on.
You just found out the origins of your name, to Jesus. Some guy was...
Jesus.
That makes so much more sense now. Thank you.
Now you know. Unraveling the mysteries.
It was an accidental curse. And there's your name. Ta-da!
Now I'll tell, when I have kids, I'll tell my kids that. Yeah. This is how my last name came to be.
It's damn. Jesus, all wrapped up into one.
So I'm wet, toweling off. The missus comes in.
Yeah.
The chaunch is out. This is normally when I would say to her something like, you know, oh, hello, you know.
Yeah.
As a lead into good times. And she says,
hey.
I'm so sorry. There's a huge mistake. And I go, I honestly do not have time for any,
I don't have time for mistakes.
I don't have any time for nonsense.
I barely have time to do you right now. I have so many things on my plate, but I'll do it. I will do it.
You're right.
Yeah.
She goes,
and are you still standing here naked?
I'm still naked. I'm still half wet. I'm trying to towel off as she's telling me.
Mm-hmm.
I've made a mistake. The appointment is not today. It's next Tuesday.
Oh.
And I'm like, no. And I'm continue. I just don't even know.
Well, that's good, right? Now, suddenly you just got 3 hours back.
It's good and bad. One, I'd been sort of having that on my calendar for a couple months and made other plans over the hill around that event. Mm-hmm. And two, it needs to get done. You cannot see through the windshield. It's so shattered.
It's going to fall in. The wind is actually going to take it into your lap.
I don't know that the wind's going to, but it is bad. So, and I certainly don't want us, we don't want no trouble. We don't want to be pulled over. We don't want fix-it tickets. That happens, not to you, but it's happened to me a million times.
Yeah.
You know your taillight's out. No, I didn't. It's back there.
How would I know that?
No, I don't
know. And I'm not
even
sure you didn't kick it on your way up to my door.
Man, you sound like your people have been persecuted. What's going on with you over there?
I'm persecuted adjacent. I know some people named Jenny.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Well, anyway, so I got some hours back, but that wasn't the plan. The plan was to get that thing fixed. So now that's pushed out a week, and I immediately went and sprung into my next action, which was I had to finish this. Well, actually, I still had to go over the hill and take care of the events that the other things I had planned.
I see.
So that was an unfortunate reality. Mm. But I did do the sales thing in 100 degree. It was 95 here yesterday.
It was really hot. Not in Millbrae. It was 78 Millbrae. And I'm not kidding. But it was, I'm sorry. Did you hit 80? I think you did hit 80. Didn't
sure
you later in the day?
I took off my sweater.
He was bragging during your Zoom call?
Yes. In fact, I added Millbrae to my weather lineup because I was so annoyed.
It wasn't
annoyed.
Bragging. You
it was
know,
100 degrees
the
here
topic
yesterday.
Topic of conversation. She says, oh, it's so hot out here. What's it like out there? You answer the question, then I get attacked for it.
You shouldn't feel attacked. You should feel proud of that you discovered the secret Hamlet of the Bay Area.
You're sitting in the garden, buddy.
I know. You
it's all
be
good.
Like,
it's
yep, not always I figured it like out. That. You idiots live, you know, in Benicia and San Jose and, you know.
Millbrae, the Bay Area's garden spot.
Turns out it's
thanks,
perfect
guys.
Here all the time.
You guys can sell it for me.
All right.
We
so,
are.
Yeah, don't feel attacked. You should feel proud that we're all so jealous. Anyway, so now it's 100 degrees and you've got
So it was hot yesterday and I'm trying to do this thing that was sort of a spoof of the skateboarder dreams guy.
Yeah.
Except that, first of all, it's way too hot for a gray hoodie sweatshirt, which is what the guy's wearing.
Yes,
so that's
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
And then I'm doing it in sort of near my house. And I've never realized how many cars drive down that road. So as I'm doing takes,
oh boy,
big old pickups are driving by, just blowing out my voice. And I'm like, oh my God, how many times am I going to skate down and walk back up this hill? It turns out about 30.
It did seem to be taking you a long time. Bryn said you kept sending him clips.
As
we were trying to get you on the Zoom meeting to just relax and have fun, you were busy skateboarding all afternoon. I felt really bad for you, actually, because so this thing is a sales. It's like a, I don't know if everyone does this at their work, but we do these occasionally. We're asked to do these things where we're sort of pitching to potential clients. And listen, I'm going to say something to you right now. If your business is hurting, consider spending money on advertising, because it does really work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've been in radio long enough that we've watched people go, oh my God, I can't believe the response. This is fantastic.
Yep.
So it's like that, right? So that we have some Entercom contest going on and we're pitching that.
We're helping.
We're trying to help.
We're helpers.
That's part of our job. So they ask us for this sizzle reel thing, and they go, oh, here's just a couple points. And it's this like page long thing. I'm like,
dude,
is this a script? Like, I read it over like four times and made a note of the dates and stuff that the thing is happening. And I'm like, how am I going to make this seem like I'm not reading it off my computer?
Well, try doing it while you're skateboarding down the street with a piece of paper.
I felt so bad for you, because I'm telling you, I did it. And then I thought to myself, oh, Vinny is not going to have a good day with this. This is not going to be.
No, it wasn't. It started, though, with a call to one of our sales managers, Lindsay. Mm-hmm. And the question was to her, is this a script or can I riff? Because if this is a script, and I actually knew the answer because I had watched the practice video they sent us from one of the Sacramento stations.
Oh, I didn't watch that. I probably should have. I wonder if mine sucks.
And it's clear that they've made everyone say these words, and then they put all the different faces in different spots so that so it's one big thing with a mm-hmm. bunch of different people saying a sentence.
Right.
So you can imagine what that looks like. Well, as soon as you start riffing, you screw up the whole script.
Right.
So yeah. I then knew it was going to have to be verbatim and went, oh no.
Yeah. So there was some memorization involved, because I wanted to look at the camera, you know, and not seem like I was going, and then here's the next step that you do. And
so stupid, dude. Oh God, it should be so easy. And yet it was not easy.
It was easy for me, but not, you know, just compared to you, because right. I knew that you were, there was no way. I was like, oh, Vinny, oh boy, that's good.
Half my takes were, looked like the spoof reel from an old Burt Reynolds movie. Just
oh, did you have a mustache
take,
in this?
Rolling along, and then a semi drives by, and it's just like, I'm going, oh,
we got a big old convoy.
Jesus, man. So it was mostly bad takes, unusable takes.
Do you have some? Do we have some audio of?
I didn't play that on.
Yeah, I feel like we need a little of that. I feel like we've talked about it enough. Right to Jesus. I mean, don't you feel like we should?
Did Jesus just reenact her? Not nod at her.
You
like
can just
that.
Reenact it, Vin, if you want. Here's the car. The road noise.
Here you go. Go ahead, Vinny. You must remember that.
I don't. You know what? I do not remember the lines. I couldn't remember them then, and I don't remember them now. I actually felt like, I don't want to say that
just
out loud.
Just say it.
No,
say
I just
it.
Felt like I wish that it wasn't something that I think I could have done if they'd have just let me riff.
Yeah.
In one run down the hill, I could have really done a great job with it, because I do believe in advertising, radio mm-hmm. advertising.
Absolutely.
I've been in this for my entire adult life, and I feel like we're really good at it, and that we can do...
We're amazing at
job.
It, you guys. We could sell your whatever crap you're trying to sell. We can sell it for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The end.
That's it. So anyway, but I couldn't, and I had to keep saying lines, and then cars kept driving into my, and then of course, a couple times, I actually got, I don't want to say going really fast, but pretty fast by the end of the run. It's a downhill slope I was on.
Oh.
A couple of spots, I was like, I was doing a pretty good take, and then barely
whoa,
made my turn.
Whoa.
Yes.
Uh-oh, here comes a fence. I got to hold on.
It was not the smooth ride that the video I was spoofing appears to be. So,
well, Bryn, as the guy who was, you know, collecting all the takes that he was sending you, he would be giggling, Vin. I hate to say it, but he's like, oh God, Vinny just sent
well,
me
it was great. No, it was great. I enjoyed the process, you know, because I
thought
we were like, Vinny, you must be seething right now.
No,
like,
no, I was okay.
So mad.
I I honestly only sent him two or three videos. I have 20 of them.
Oh,
I have 30
them.
Of
send
them
to me.
No,
I would love
get
to see
out
them.
Here.
I won't
forget
post
it.
Those. I don't promise.
The answer's no. And actually, what's funny, because I really wasn't, no, it's not funny, but I really wasn't watching them. So as I'm doing it, apparently, I'm doing my take, and then I would drop the camera down.
That was
my
favorite part. That's
to my thigh. And I get a unique shot of my chaunch and my gut, and then a sort of a chest up. I'm like,
oh, nice.
Jesus.
That's a great angle.
What the hell?
Make sure that makes it into the sizzle reel.
No, make sure it doesn't. Thank you.
And then, like, him showering off later.
Oh, my God. And then, you know what? And then when I finished, I had needed another shower because I'd been
sweating your ass off.
On top of that, I'm sure that my neighbors who drove by a few times are going to be like, I got to ask about that. I don't know what the hell that was supposed to be.
And you say, it's my job. It's like, what's your job? That's my job.
My job is to skateboard down the street near my house.
That's my job.
Yeah. Jesus.
Did you just smell your underarms?
No, I'm actually, it's warm. It's going to be another hot day.
I'm already sweating.
Yep. I opened up the house, the other rooms in the house, but this room because I'm less than quiet.
You got to keep everything closed up.
Yeah, I can't.
Mm. Yeah.
It's more than, I don't know how I, what? Mm. Never mind.
It's okay. He's okay.
So how are you? So you guys had a great time Zooming each other and,
we did.
And you don't get enough of that in the morning then, huh?
You know, the thing is, I'm in front of my computer fairly often and I was looking at the, background.
Backdrop, yeah.
And I
and
said,
I was already on the computer.
And I go, I'm going to fix it. Well, I knew you would be. So I texted Brent. I said, hey, can we Zoom? I want to check out because I couldn't get my background up. You know, I wanted to see what it would look like on Zoom. Oh, shoot. I got to move this backwards. Let me try it right there.
It looks like it's touching you.
It's not. It's actually behind me by a little ways, but it's pulled up behind me. Now, look. I can
actually it looks
I can
so
wear
close
it like a
to
shawl.
You.
I can go like this.
Huh. So you made that?
Yeah.
Well, I took some I was trying to find something for the backdrop, and then and I was going to sew like sun and moon. There's another piece of fabric behind it. You see it?
Yeah.
So it's like sewn together. So I was going to sew like suns and moons and skulls and, you know, whatever on there or put on the air on it or something, you know, something fun. And then I saw this pile of bandanas that I had, you know, something fun. I saw this pile of bandanas hanging out and I was like, oh, those are pretty. I'll use those. So I sewed a bunch of bandanas together and then
oh,
just
and
hung
that's
them
what
the
that
thing.
Is.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's very Steven Tyler, you know, they're really thin little things.
Huh?
Anyway, I am so excited about it though. Cause now I feel like I'm in like a special little booth or something. John walked in though. He was so like, he goes, no, I'm like, yeah, what's wrong with it? I'll just roll it out of the way when it's not. He's like, it's so huge. Because it's on like a rolling clothes rack.
Like a folding clothes rack like a sales rep would use?
I guess. It's I use it out in my she shack. Like I hang purses off it. So now there's a big pile of purses out there too. So I took everything off of it and then I hung this thing on it and kind of sewed it into place. And then
Does it break down? Like
you could break it down.
Okay, yeah, that's
but
what
it's
sales
and you can make
use.
It how tall or how short mm-hmm. you want it to be. But it's like you would hang clothes on it and you could wheel it around.
At the surf shop where I worked, managed actually, the sales reps would come in with these racks. They'd unfold them. They'd put the clothes on them that they're trying to sell me, and then
you'd take
like,
and you'd look
these,
through.
These. Right, exactly, right. Wow, look at you go. You're legit, huh?
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to look legit. I just don't want to. Sorry, there's like mosquitoes in here or something.
Oh. What?
Got to be the heat. I know. And they keep like going on my screen. It's so annoying. I got a bug thing happening at this house. The ants and everything.
Yeah, you do.
Anyway, so I did that yesterday. And, you know, I hung out on Zoom. Actually, we had a huge Zoom party yesterday. Like we just kept adding people to it. DeJesus was hanging out. Hooman was there for a while. Guitar John was on. And we're like, I kept texting you, and you were like, I'm busy, I'm doing my
I was
thing.
Trying to get something done, and I was hoping to, what I really wanted to do, this is the truth, I had all these takes, if I could in some way edit them down to just the sentence they needed in each case, then it would have been, I would have been so happy to send them all of it because they could have.
They could have taken care of that.
Right. But I can't even edit anything. I don't even know how to do anything. I'm like sitting there going, I only know how to make the picture turn.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
even that's in question at times. The thing is that Bryn ticked me off to this. It's a free app called Splice.
And I needed that. Bryn!
I use that for
you're busy playing
everything.
On the phone with Sarah when I'm sitting there trying to edit with no Splice.
Well, Splice, there's a learning curve. You'd have to figure out how to do it, but it is actually, it's really easy and cool. It has like some cool effects and stuff.
Well, I'd only been at it for 5 hours. I could have easily tacked on five more, Sarah.
I didn't want to give him more work to do. You know.
Yeah, I was kind of glad that you were sending Bryn the clips. And he was giggling at them as they were coming in because, you know, I was like, oh, that's good. Then he's just getting the lines down and Bryn will clip it together and then it'll get sent off.
One of them is me. At, like, honestly, after even just the first take, I get to the bottom of the hill and I realize, oh, crap. This is I have to hoof it back up each time. So I started doing lines while I'm walking back up because I figure I got to knock this thing out.
Oh, they're not all on the... So there are like some practice lines on the way up or
just me walking down the sidewalk. I don't know. I don't know if it was practice. I sent a couple of them in that way because I was just like, I give up. I can't be. Yeah. I'm going to be here all day. And I was nonetheless. Whoa, you got it. Did you get it?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry. You know what? We'll play a song. It's time anyway. Oh, my God. Where does the time go? And I'll try and get this effing mosquito. Oh, that thing is
legal.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice in the Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Home. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.